Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, July 11th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Investor News Breaks, Rare Biotech Story, Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, Founder Shares Vision in Smart Money Circle Podcast. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, Founder and President Sergey Melnyk, shared his vision for the company on the Smart Money Circle show. Unlike most early-stage biotech companies, Nutriband is already generating revenue from its manufacturing facility in North Carolina. The company recently launched a mosquito-repelling patch approved for sale in Costa Rica. Melnyk's no-nonsense approach and focus on long-term value position Nutriband as a rare biotech story led by integrity and innovation. The company's Aversa technology aims to prevent abuse, misuse, diversion, and accidental exposure of drugs with abuse potential. For more information about Nutriband Inc., visit www.nutriband.com.
Investor News Breaks, G Mining Ventures Corp., TSEX, GMIF, hits 42,587 ounces gold production in Q2, nears nameplate throughput at Tocantinzinho. G Mining Ventures Corp. achieved 42,587 ounces of gold production in Q2 at its Tocantinzinho gold mine in Brazil, a 20% increase from Q1. The processing plant operated at 86% of nameplate capacity, with recovery rates improving to 90.3%. CEO Louis-Pierre Gignac attributed the success to SAG mill liner upgrades. The company remains on track to meet 2025 production targets with no incidents reported. G Mining Ventures Corp. focuses on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects, positioning itself to become a mid-tier producer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/nf.
Rock Breaks, Why New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American, NWAC, is one to watch. New Pacific Metals Corp., listed on the NYSE American as NWP and on the TSX as NUAC, is a Canadian exploration and development company focusing on silver projects in Bolivia. The company's silver sand project has the potential to become one of the largest silver mines globally, with strong economic assessments. New Pacific Metals is also advancing its Carangas project, a silver lead zinc deposit. The company aims to create long-term value for shareholders while contributing to Bolivia's economic growth. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a platform providing insights into the mining industry, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To learn more, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Chinese firm BYD to commence vehicle assembly in Brazil. Chinese electric vehicle giant BYD is set to begin assembling battery electric vehicles in Brazil this year. BYD first entered the Brazilian market in 2021, selling over 100,000 electric cars before import tariffs were reintroduced. This move could jeopardize BYD's access to its largest foreign market. It would be interesting to hear what ideas firms like SolarBank Corp. have for expanding their presence in the green energy sector. Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp., ESAUF, unveils deep-seated district-scale potential at Montauban Project. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE as ESAU and on the OTCQB as ESAUF, has unveiled significant district-scale potential at the Montauban Project in Quebec. Results from the recent ambient noise tomography survey conducted by Core Technologies revealed deep geological structures suggesting a possible volcanogenic massive sulfide system. The survey exceeded expectations by imaging down to 1,200 meters, identifying extensive features for exploration. ES Gold is integrating these findings with historic drill holes and VTM data to create a new 3D geological model. Director André Gauthier believes Montauban could evolve into a vertically integrated system with global scale potential, showcasing the company's commitment to responsible mining practices and sustainable resource recovery.
Solar Bank Corp, NASDAQ, and GY2 clears regulatory hurdle for 7.2 megawatt Hoadley Hill Solar Project in New York. Solar Bank Corp, listed on NASDAQ as CUN, CBOECA as SUN, and FSE as GY2, has cleared a regulatory hurdle for its 7.2 megawatt Hoadley Hill Solar Project in New York. The project has passed the CESAR process, a crucial step for grid interconnection. But this ground mount solar array is expected to power 850 homes. And is structured as a community solar initiative. Local residents can subscribe and receive utility bill credits. Solar Bank will benefit from New York's VDR compensation system, offering 0.971 per kilowatt hour in year one compensation. This marks a significant milestone for Solar Bank as it moves towards construction. GOP Budget Act takes U.S. backwards on renewable energy. President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill has dealt a catastrophic blow to America's renewable energy ambitions. The Trump administration's massive spending bill could potentially remove America from the global renewable energy conversation and hand green energy supremacy to China. Companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. now have to work doubly hard to penetrate and cement their presence in the BEEV space, not just within the U.S., but internationally. This move takes the U.S. backwards on renewable energy progress, impacting firms like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, as they navigate the changing landscape of the green economy.
This couple chose Nova at University Park for their new home in Palm Desert. Harry and Theresa, a couple in Palm Desert, chose Nova at University Park for their new home. They were drawn to the new community's development and the benefits of buying a brand new home. With the help of Nova sales representative Chad Ross and WPG preferred lender US Bank, they secured a home loan and found the perfect home with a casita and ADU. The couple praised the quiet living space, the easy access to amenities, and the welcoming community at University Park. Nova offers homes from the low $700,000 with various floor plans and luxurious features. Esprit homes are also available, starting from the $800,000. University Park's location near the 10 freeway, strong schools, shopping, and leisure options make it an ideal choice for families and individuals looking for a vibrant community in Palm Desert.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.